Moments of Melody Time. Some pearls and parables to think about along the way. I have before me here an article titled, Satisfied. I was returning home from a speaking engagement, said a well-known lecturer recently, on Pennsylvania's Liberty Limited. In the seat in front of me sat a smartly dressed young woman leafing through a magazine. As she read, she smoked. She would light a cigarette, take a few puffs on it, hold it a while in her fingers as it smoldered, take a few more puffs, and then toss the stub to the floor. After a few moments, she would light up another, puff away once again, let it rest, puff again, and then throw it down. I glanced down at the package of cigarettes and noticed with mixed feelings the manufacturer's slogan, "They Satisfy." I thought to myself, how many does it take? To multitudes of men and women in our day, tobacco is the ever-present help in time of need. When they're dog-tired or waiting for a train, they smoke. When people make them furious, they smoke. When they pace the hospital corridor, dreading to hear the outcome of an operation, they light up. But no smoker is ever satisfied. He wants more and more and more. Fact is, thousands of people want something they don't have. They're tormented by hunger and longing. They turn to cigarettes for satisfaction, but the hunger is only partly physical. Actually, though they don't know it, they crave intangibles, spiritual realities like calmness, assurance, a sense of security, comfort, sympathy, peace of mind and heart. These tobacco can't give, though for a few moments at a time, it deadens the hunger. That hunger can be stilled. Your restlessness can be turned to calm. You can be satisfied. Jesus said, "Him that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst." He will satisfy you too. If you'll come to Him, He can deliver you from every bondage. He can steady you, free you from fears, and fill your heart with peace and gladness. Gospel according to Dr. Luke. We're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, which carries the imprimatur of Francis Cardinal Spellman. And there was a rivalry between them over the question of which of them was to be accounted the greatest. But Jesus told them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over you, and those who bear rule over them win the name of benefactors. With you it is not to be so. No difference is to be made among you between the greatest and the youngest of all, between him who commands and him who serves. Tell me, which is greater, the man who sits at the table or the man who serves him? Surely the man who sits at the table. And yet, I am here among you as your servant." That I want is in Jesus. He satisfies. Joy He supplies. Life would be worthless without Him. All things in Jesus I find. Yes, the Lord Jesus will satisfy you. He came as a servant to this earth, went all the way to the cross to die for your sins and mine. And He really satisfies.